What are, I guess, some of the roadblocks that you see sometimes when you go into a business who either they don't have the capacity or they don't have the experience, or maybe they've tried it once or twice and it just hasn't worked? How do you then try to steer the course so that they see that there really is a light at the end of the tunnel to get something positively done?
Sure. One of the feedback I often hear from clients or prospects is, I don't need the internet because word of mouth does the trick for me. And while it's brilliant that your customers love you enough that they would want to promote you, the fact of the matter is your customers are not your sales force. They may not know exactly what you do. They may not be able to convey it fully. They may not be attuned to what types of opportunities are right for you. So, for example, if someone says, "Oh, I need a videographer," it's very easy to recommend a videographer. If someone says, "Well, my daughter just got engaged," you may want to ask the question like, "Oh, how are the wedding plans going? Do you need a videographer?" And that's one of the difference between word of mouth and having a presence on the net. Because once you've established that content and you have your story conveyed properly to your target audience, that message is available for you 24/7. One of the things that many customers do now, or consumers, I should say, is they look for testimonials or reviews. And if you've got a positive testimonial review, it's easier to find you, and they already have a way of evaluating you. Conversely, if you have very negative testimonials or reviews, well, then that might dissuade them from using you.